It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention.
Hello everyone, this is Gwen. 欢迎来到每天都会更新的每日早读。A little life at every day, you will make a big difference.只有等到你即将失去这个人的时候，你才会在意。今天早读来自电影《马尔克姆和玛丽》。It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention. 我们再来用美音读一下。It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention. 这句话呢，英音和美音的发音几乎是相同的。我们一起来做发音要点的讲解。It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention. 这句话呢，如果说英音和美音有差别的地方，那就是在 not 这个词上了。英音呢读成 not， 美音读成 not。It's not until, not until 连读。You're about 连读之间带出一个小的 r。You're about to lose someone. About 尾部的 t 直接略掉。Lose 和 someone 之间后进同化。Lose someone. 我们知道 lose lose 末尾是浊辅音，但是后面呢遇到了相同口型的清辅音，这个时候呢我们是做后进同化的，只发后面的这个清辅音就可以了。Lose someone. 后面 that, you, 两个虚词弱读 that you. 后面 finally pay attention. Pay 和 attention 又是圆圆连读。带出一个小的音。Pay attention. 注意节奏。Pay attention. Da, 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 da. Pay attention. 很简单的一句话啊，我们只要注意好音和音之间的连读啊，一些圆圆连读和一些辅圆连读。在发音的时候呢，把这些音连在一起。先放慢速度之后再熟练的加速度。It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention. 我们可以在 someone 的后面短听一次。美音。It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention. 好的，发音部分我们就讲到这儿了。我们来看这句话的意思。首先呢，看这个句式 ，It's not until 什么什么 that 什么什么，意思是直到什么什么才怎么怎么样。Until 如果是和否定词连用呢，英文是否定的，但中文呢，我们翻译出来却是肯定的。比如说，我直到昨天才知道这件事儿。这句话的英语是 ，It was not until yesterday that I learned it。汉语是直到才，英语呢是 not until that 什么什么。我们再来看一个句子，直到1911年才发现了第一种维生素。It was not until 1911 that the first of the vitamins was identified. 有 until 出现的这类句子里，英文是否定的，中文却要用肯定。根本原因呢，就是 until 是有终点的含义，也就是到了这个时间点，情况就会发生变化。原来一直没有发生的事情，在这个时候，在这一刻就发生了。我们再来看两个原声例句，感受一下。直到最后，你才意识到他做了一件多么了不起的事情。
And it's not until the end that you realize what a magnificent thing she has done. And it's not until the end that you realize what a magnificent thing she has done. And it's not until the end that you realize what a magnificent thing she has done.
It's not until the end that you realize what a magnificent thing she has done.直到黎明的第一缕曙光 Big Bend 的壮丽景色才显露出来。
But it's not until dawn's first light that all of the magnificence of Big Bend is revealed. But it's not until dawn's first light that all of the magnificence of Big Bend is revealed. But it's not until dawn's first light that all of the magnificence of Big Bend is revealed.
It's not until dawn's first light.That all of the magnificence of Big Bend is revealed. 那这句话之中的 It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention. 直到你即将失去他的时候，你才会 pay attention, 才会在意。那其中它又包含了一个词链 be about to do something, 表示即将做什么什么。比如说 I was just about to ask you the same thing. 我刚想要问你同一件事情。 The film was about to start, 就是电影快开场了。Be about to do 表示即将发生的动作。在时间上来讲，是更加紧迫，更加急迫的将来。同样表示将来时的 be going to do 呢，是将要发生的事情，或者是打算最近要进行的动作。虽然都是将要，但是他们的急迫性和计划性是不相同的。最后的 pay attention 就不用多讲了，表示注意什么什么，在意什么什么。它的反义词呢是 pay no attention to 什么什么，或者是 pay little attention to 什么什么，表不在意或者不当回事儿。Don't pay any attention to what they say, 别在意他们所说的话。Attention to detail 是对细节的关注。今天的活句会用呢，我们来试着用 It is not until 什么什么 that 什么什么，直到什么什么才怎么怎么样，用这个词链来随意造一个句子。我们要注意，汉语呢是说直到才是一个肯定的表达，而英语呢是用了否定词的。It's not until 什么什么 that 什么什么。今天早读 ，It's not until you're about to lose someone， 直到你要失去某人的时候 ，that you finally pay attention， 你才会真正的在意。今天早读，我们再来读一下，首先是英音版。It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention。美音。It's not until you're about to lose someone that you finally pay attention. 今天早读就是这样了。Have a nice day. See you tomorrow.